Well, Eric, it's not every day we turn 150. We're pulling out all the stops for Canada Day. What's going to be happening at Henderson Lake?
Yeah, we're very excited this year. We get to go bigger and better than ever. So we're going to have two stages this year, a main stage like we typically have down there, and then we'll also have a youth stage that'll be located just outside of Nikayuko Gardens, and it'll be more geared towards DJs and EDM and dance music and kind of have a more youth-oriented focus.
What time does all the fun start?
Over at Henderson, it'll start at noon and goes all the way till 11 p.m., ending with the fireworks finale. Things will get started earlier in town at Galt Gardens this year. 9 a.m. Will be the start of the pancake breakfast down in Galt Gardens. It's put on by Interfaith Food Bank, which will also feature the LeBaron's Car Club. We'll be doing a car show, Show and Shine. So really, it's 9 a.m. until 11 p.m. and onward. So it'll be a fun-filled day for everyone.
What other food do you have to offer there?
Yeah, so at the Henderson Lake, we'll have a huge selection of food vendors. There'll be over 30 food vendors there, Thai food, Mexican, kind of every culture should be represented under the sun. So yeah, it'll definitely be a great place to grab a bite to eat there.
Parking and transportation is always a big deal. What do you recommend?
It is, yeah. There'll be ancillary parking over at Exhibition Park. It will be a very, very busy day because it will be a Saturday this year, so their farmers market will run. But it should be quieting down around noon there. That is our main area for people to park in, and then anywhere outside of Parkside Drive. Parkside Drive will be effectively totally closed, so people should be aware of that.
All right, lethbridge.ca/Canada150 is the website, but we've got an app for that.
Yeah, we totally have an app for that. We're very excited to roll this out this year, and basically it's got all of the information as far as our schedule and our lineup, all the additional attractions, our kids zone, everything like that will be on there, and then as we get closer to the time and all the details for the traffic and all that kind of thing are sorted out, we'll put all that on there, and there'll be maps and everything will be right in that app. So highly recommend going to check that out. It's totally free, pretty small, and we'll just continually update it as we get closer to the day.
Well, Jillian and I are happy to be helping MC some of the main stage talent. We'll see you on our nation's birthday, July 1st.
Absolutely. Sounds great.